This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and kia ora friends. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled, the show where we explore the world with laughter, love and lots of curiosity. Today's guest is someone very, very dear to me. She's our auntie. She's one of the kindest, funniest and most generous people we know in Dunedin. She is Iman's mum, and Iman is one of my best friends. You may remember her as one of the first guests ever on this show. When we first moved to New Zealand, Sidhar Aunty was our very first contact. I still remember how she made these delicious food for us when we arrived. Food that lasted for days and made us feel like we're already home. She works at the university, is always smiling, always helping, and always making people feel welcome. Today, we'll get to know her story from Pakistan to Dunedin, her experiences as a mum, a friend, and a working woman. And of course, we'll have a lot of fun too. Around the World with Khaled. Okay, explorers, let's start our journey from Pakistan to all the way to Dunedin, with a few fun stops in between. Okay, Sidhar Aunty, can you tell us where you grew up in Pakistan?
Thank you so much, Khairat, for inviting me, and I'm so overwhelmed by your introduction. Thank you so much, and that's so sweet of you that you remember what happened like 3-4 years ago. And you are also very dear to me. And you and your family is very close to my heart as well. I am very excited to be on your show, and I hope that we will be having fun. So, as for your question is concerned, I grew up in Multan, in Pakistan. It's the city in South Punjab, and I was born there. It is a very warm and hot city, you could say. And all of my study and my childhood and my adulthood was there.
So was that your favorite one, like favorite city?
It is very close to my heart. That's why I could say that it is my favorite city. But if I talk about the scenery and about the weather and other stuff, then Islamabad, of course, I like it very much.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Islamabad. And did you know, fun fact, that you know Fatima?
Yeah.
She was born in Multan, and she lived most of her life in Multan too.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it like preparing to move to a whole new country?
When I did prepare?
Like when you were coming to New Zealand,
yeah.
Like, how did you prepare for
okay.
it? Like, what was the preparation?
I was just thinking that because I was having 3 kids at that time, and my twins were just 7 months old. And my daughter, Iman, she was like 4 years old. And I was excited, but at the same time, there was a little bit fear in my heart as well, that how I would cope up with the loneliness and stress and all the things which I would need to manage in a new country, because it's a long flight and it was my first time when I was traveling alone and coming so you know, far away from my country. I was excited for my studies, and but at the same time there was a little fear for the, you know, for loneliness in my family, and especially my son, one of my twins. He used to have my arm to sleep, and I was very much, you know, a little bit. I was crying when I left my home, and I was asking my mom, "Would you please take care of him a little bit more?" So, but when I came here, it was there were people who helped me a lot. And you were talking about then that when you people came, that I was your first contact. Then it is something that when you receive something, it's some like a thing that you will have to give back. So whenever someone new come into the Dunedin, or we know them, then we will have to be more welcome to them, so that they feel they could feel a home-like feeling.
Yeah, was it really hard for you to just come like to New Zealand? Were you in like a safe way, or was it really hard?
No, it was not like. It was not that hard for me because I was doing job in Pakistan as well, and I was a lecturer there in university. So I have been, I have always been a confident lady in Pakistan as well. So I didn't find it very hard. So I knew how I could search things. When I came here, I remember that after through 2-3 days, my flat was sorted. Then the people who were living in the flat, they said, no, there is some problem and we wanted to give this to someone else. So in just 1 week or 2 week notice, I had to find out another place. And I was alone in finding out, searching, going a lot of ways and finding, contacting people. But it was all, I don't say that it was very hard. It's like something when you move somewhere else, then these are the common things which everyone has to face. So these are the normal things.
Yeah.
And I would say that New Zealand people are very welcoming. There were so many people who were always welcoming. They were smiling and they were encouraging you. So there was support available as well.
Yep. New Zealand is a really good country.
Yeah.
But you know something about, but like not really, that's something that's not really that good, is that New Zealand is so far away from Pakistan, and that's Pakistan is where I live, so it takes a long time to come to New Zealand.
That's the only, you can say, the drawback, because when there is some emergency happen in our country with our family and we want to go back, then it's a long time. It takes a long time. So there were family, so much families, their parents died and they couldn't go back in time. And these are some drawbacks. But other than that, I love New Zealand because of the overwhelming behavior of the people, New Zealanders, and welcoming and smiling. They're always.
Yeah, but definitely not. Like, I don't like it when it's like when it's sunny. It's a lovely, perfect day, and the sun doesn't. It's not that much like in Pakistan how it is, but in here, when the sun comes, after like 5 or 6 minutes, it's raining or it's cloudy or something happens. Or sometimes it might be snowing. So it's just the weather problem. It changes a lot. But I think I'm fine with that.
Yeah, the weather is completely unpredictable. And that's what I think, that's the beauty of New Zealand. And you could say that because I came from Multan and I have faced like 50 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees centigrade. But that's why whenever it's, very cold, the windy, cold or rainy, I just love it. Because I have been all throughout my life, I have been living in the very high temperature area. Yeah,
I don't know how I can tell my feelings. Do you know why? Because first of all, I love when it's snowing and when it's really cold. And second of all, I love when it's hot too. So I do not, like, I can't choose any of them. But you can easily choose because you've lived most of your life in, like, the cold.
Yeah. I love the, the cold weather. I like it. Yeah. And I like it in another way, that if you feel like US, Canada, they are, oh my God, they are so much cold that the survival is very hard. Then New Zealand is very moderate in that way. So
yeah,
I like to,
not that cold, but it's still normal. Yeah. But speaking of New Zealand, If you talk about something else, you should definitely not talk about the cold in Antarctica. Antarctica is a lonely and really, really cold place. So you shouldn't really want to consider New Zealand because Antarctica is way colder, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I second you.
Is there something about Pakistan that you miss every single day?
My family. That
me too.
My parents, yeah. When I became parent, then we start thinking about the values or the hardships our parents have been faced. Mm. So the parents are the only thing that you have been missing each and every bit of your life.
Even though my parents are here, I still miss my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does my kids.
What's something Dunedin has that you think Pakistan should have too?
I think the road structure or the pathway
Pakistan,
for walk.
Yeah, Pakistan is really bumpy when you like go.
No, it's very beautiful. There are beautiful roads as
but
well.
But in some roads, when there's like lots of rocks under, it's really kind of bumpy sometimes. But Pakistan is still really beautiful.
Yeah.
And whenever we're going to the airport, I always see really smooth roads still.
Yeah, there are definitely. But the one thing I want in every city and every street in Pakistan is that there should be a proper parking, walking pathways. That's what I miss in Pakistan. Pakistan should have that.
Yeah,
but you know the population and the street and the shop structure and the housing colonies, it is hard. But I hope that one day Pakistan will be able to achieve that.
Yeah, it is like really hard to make these road structures, but Pakistan is beautiful as the way it is, though.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now it's time for my favorite part, Kids Corner. Kurit's Kids Corner. So, this is where we get a little silly, play some games, and ask questions for fun. This is a Would You Rather game. And I think you've heard of it before, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you haven't really heard of it, I can explain it to you. All right, so there, Auntie, you have to pick one. And in this time, you're not allowed skipping at all. So you have to pick one.
Okay.
But if it's too hard, then you can choose both because there's no skipping allowed. Would you rather live in the mountains or by the sea?
Mountains.
Yeah, mountains too. But would you like? If in some countries, it's mostly by the sea. But have you been to Oman before?
No.
No? But like in Oman, it's really, there's lots of mountains. So you would love to go there because there's mountains everywhere. Even though there is the sea, when we're going to the ocean, there's still mountains everywhere. So Oman is a really mountainous country. Let's move on to the next one. Would you rather be a bird or a fish?
Oh my God, Khaira. I would rather be a fish.
Fish?
Yeah, because I love water.
You love water, but you didn't choose a sea, so maybe that kind of feels like both. Because when I ask you if you would rather live by the mountains or the sea, maybe it's just like the texture difference.
Yeah.
If it be me, I think I would choose fish too. You know why? I don't really know. I think I'm not even allowed to skip. Do you know why? I don't want to be a bird because I am scared of birds and I do not want to see my body as a bird. And when I'm flying high in the sky, maybe I would hit something. And if I'm a fish, you know, people would cook me, like, they'd be like, I need stuff, like, they would find me, and I don't want to get eaten, so I don't know any of them.
We would be in the deep water, so nobody can catch us and cook us.
Yeah, what if I swim too much and I go up, high, like up. But I think I would. Like, I think fishes just go in the deep water. Or yeah, because even you're up in the land,
we will manage.
Yeah, I think we'll manage. Hopefully. Would you rather give up your phone or dessert for a week?
Dessert.
Oh, my mom would
I cannot give up my phone. Not at all.
Yeah, my mom would definitely choose that because, well, I didn't really know what she would choose, but I think she was on a diet, so she wants to be on a diet again so she can, like, quit dessert for
and you know, sweet is not good for your health as well.
Yeah.
So that's why skipping dessert would be good for our health as well.
Screen is not good for you at all, too.
But if we are using it for our work, for our emails, for contacting some people, for helping someone,
yeah,
then it is good.
Yeah, it is good. But if the question was like, for the whole week using it. So, like, you have to eat dessert for a whole week or watch screen for a whole week. I would probably, I don't know what to choose. Let's just move on to that.
I will still choose my phone because eating too much sweet would letting me die.
Yeah. Yeah, I think watching phone for a week, that wouldn't really upset your, what's it called, eyesight. And even though if you get glasses, it's not really that a big deal. But when the surgery part comes, I'm definitely getting scared. Would you rather have really short legs or really long arms?
Long arms, I think. I will not prefer short legs. With long arms, I can touch you from here and I can grab anything from sitting.
Like sometimes, you know, did you used to do this before? Like when you were little, I'll ask you it. But first, let me tell you. So what I like to do is getting sticks and making them long. And then like sometimes I just really want something that's really long and I could touch somebody and with it and I can give people like if my mom tells me to do something and now I'm just sitting way over there doing some video games or something, I'd be like, here you go. And my mom would be so impressed. So,
and being a mother, if I'm sitting and I'm, oh, my phone is there or something is asking me for water, I can, you know, just grab the water with my long arm. Then it would be very helpful.
Yeah.
And like, with short legs, oh my God, how would I look like?
Yeah, but
I can't imagine.
If it was stretchy arms, you can even stretch your arms longer. You can get really far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but not too far. Maybe you break your arms. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in life?
Oh my God.
It's a hard one,
it's
right?
It's the hard one, yeah.
How about don't choose both of them, okay? Just choose one. Pick one.
I think then I will choose rewind button.
Rewind button. I think that's like a really good option, but why do you choose it?
Because, you know, with rewind button, I can go into my past and I could still live with my family, my siblings who have been died. So I could meet them if I use the rewind button and I would love to meet them. And then we would have been together and we could gather some more memories.
Yeah, I haven't heard that your siblings died, but I think it would be really hard for you. But
with the pause button, Khairat, I think it would be good that we can pause all our, you know, problems or all our hardships for the moment. And it will give us a sigh of relief.
But
with this, I think the life will be stagnant and there should be some movement in the life. So pausing will not help us. We can rewind. We can use our rewind button and we can still gather more memories.
Yeah, I think that's really like a good description. But I think if you had both of them, you could even do this. You can even solve problems from like the past. And what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So what you can do, you can rewind something, then you can pause it, and then you can fix the problem. Then you can go back. Well, wait, we can't go back. So, you know, let's just skip this. Okay, but that was still awesome. Okay, now get ready. We're about to speed things up. This is a word association game. So I'll say a word and you say the first thing that pops into your head super fast.
Okay.
Dunedin.
Beautiful.
Home.
Family.
Iman.
Love.
Rain.
Sadness.
Coffee.
Oh my god. Tea.
School lunches.
Noise.
Holidays.
Fun.
Laughter.
Happiness.
Mangoes.
Yummy.
That's what I would choose. Some of those answers were hilarious. Now let's twist your tongue a little bit. This is a tongue twister game. Here we go, Siddhar Aunty. Try saying this one 3 times super fast. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say this. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
I did not understand that. I just got that she and that C in my head. It would be me. I don't want to try this, but it's even though if I'm pronouncing it one time, it's still hard. But you did a great job and that was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
This is a bonus puzzle corner. So it's going to be just like time for a quick brain teaser. What has hands but can't clap? You need a hint?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's, it has numbers around it.
Another hint, Hannah?
Okay, it has numbers around it. Okay, this is gonna be a good hint. And it's circle. Like, it's a circle, but it can be any shape, so that's not really... Yeah, but mostly it's a circle. What else? It has, like, 3... sticks, like, inside of it. A little one, a medium one, and a very long, thin one.
Oh, my God.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
A clock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I forgot to even tell you. They go, like, the little one is really the fattest one. The medium one is the medium fattest one. And the tallest one is... the thinnest one.
Our mommy should be excused. Yeah.
Okay, what goes up but never comes down?
What goes up? Height? Age?
Yes, age. You just did it in like 2 guesses. That was really quick. I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
A candle?
You're getting them.
Oh,
there were only 3 and you got 1 wrong and 2 of them correct.
Yeah.
Yay. Now you're officially a puzzle pro now. Thank you so much, Siddhar Aunty, for being part of Global Kids is Kidded. Your story, your laughter, and your warmth will always stay with us. To all our listeners, remember to be kind, curious, and always make people feel welcome, just like Siddhar Aunty did when we came to New Zealand. Until, how are you feeling for this show?
Right? Thank you so much, Khairat, for inviting me here. And I really enjoyed the show. And I would see that you're a shining star. And I love to see you shining and bright day by day and growing day by day. So all my best wishes to you and your family. And stay always blessed and happy. And I would say everyone or the listeners that please be kind and create easiness to other peoples. And I should say that Khairat is an amazing host and Khairat is an amazing girl. And I really enjoyed on this show, being on this show. Thank you so much.
An amazing thing to say. And it was so nice having you here today, too.
Thank you.
Until next time, khudafiz, and don't forget to smile. thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidith on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidith signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.